1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show.
And now another Art Bell parody brought to you from The Phil Henry Show. And now, Coast to Coast AM presents Coast to Coast with Art Bell. First-time callers can call 555-5679. Our wildcard line, 555-3467. For first-time calling wildlife, call 555-7823. If you're calling from my house, call 555-4690. If you're calling from a touch-tone rotary dial cell phone cordless, call 555-3210. If you'd like the charges reversed, or you're placing a trunk call person-to-person, or just calling collect, call 555-4976. It's, let's just say for kicks, you're calling, oh, I don't know, from a meat rendering plant in Canada, call 555-3338. Or if I'm just speculating now, if you're calling from a sewage treatment facility in, oh, the New Guinea Outback, how about calling 555-5555? Do you ever wonder why they give out numbers that start with 555 on TV shows? It's because if they gave out the real numbers, some of you would actually call them to see who picked up. Some people are desperately in need of human contact. And speaking of that, here's Art Bell.
Thank you very much, Ross Mitchell. Thank you. And a very pleasant good morning to all of you from across the ocean, around the world, globally, intercontinentally, and galactically. All of you listening in the Caribbean, and all of you, of course, in ships off the coast of Africa. All of you shipmates, sodomizing cabin boys, good evening. Welcome to Coast. I'm Art Bell, and in a moment we are going to talk with General Johnson Jameson about a possible breakthrough in the Chandra Levy case. But first, have you ever wondered how enjoyable beachfront property in Arizona would be? What's that? You say there is no beachfront property in Arizona? Well, following the melting ice caps that flood coastal cities caused by global warming, prime beachfront property in Arizona can be yours. And if you call now, we'll also throw in the Brooklyn Bridge free of charge, as well as a parcel of swampland in Florida, a diamond ring for 10 cents, and some watches I have in the trunk of my car. Plus, if you act now, we'll toss in a Vegematic, a Ron Popeil pasta maker, some dull Ginsu knives, a K-Tail collection, the best of Terry Jacks, an oldies collection, some Slim Whitman, the singer-songwriters collection, smooth sounds of the 70s, and the greatest big band hits of the 80s. Call now, 555-555-555. Another phony 555 number from Peenemann. And so General Johnson Jameson, I know, is in contact with us. He is in his bunker complex beneath the crust of Saskatchewan. And a very, very pleasant good morning to you, General Jameson. And General Jameson, let me just tell you right away what a great pleasure it is always to speak with you. You have been in the forefront of trying to uncover so many of these secrets and these mysteries.
Art, it seems obvious to me that we've got a real mystery with the Chandra Levy thing.
You are, and I think this is exciting because we do have some photographs on our website. You have, you believe, scientific proof of what actually happened to Chandra Levy, do you not?
Well, Art, I do.
Tell me a little bit about what you think.
Well, I think the boogeyman has taken her. And
now, you say the boogeyman, and of course we have heard of the boogeyman.
Well, the boogeyman was prevalent for many years. It sort of went laying low, but I think the boogeyman's back. I think he's back with a vengeance. And
now, you do have some photographs on our website of recent sightings of the... And that will be under our Bigfoot section. It's near the Loch Ness Monster section.
Yeah, there's the Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, and the Boogeyman section. All of those are together.
Go to Boogeyman...
/... Boogie.
And it'll be right there.
That is correct.
All right. This is exciting, because if what you say is true, that Chandra Levy was taken by the boogeyman, and of course we've heard so often...
Well, the boogeyman sort of took a backseat to the abominable snowman and the Yeti and Bigfoot, and it never... I think it's a shame, because I think the boogeyman is very viable in a lot of different disappearances.
Now, you have some photographs, because that's what the boogeyman basically specializes in.
The boogeyman takes kids, yeah. He steals children, and generally does it by hiding under a bed.
All right, now you have some photographs on our website of recent sightings.
Well, the first photograph shows the boogeyman hiding under a bed. If you go to boogeyman / boogie woogie, you'll see him under a bed.
Did you have an encounter?
Yes, I did.
This is fact. You had an encounter with the boogeyman.
I got into bed real fast last night so he couldn't reach out from under the bed and grab my legs.
All right. Now, I'd like to ask, what is NASA doing about this? What are the federal agencies doing about this, and how can we bring Chandra Levy back to her parents?
Well, I don't believe it's under the purview of NASA. I think it's more the Department of Housing and Urban Development, since the boogeyman is technically under your bed.
So that would be housing?
That would be housing. Now, I would just say that I do have some audio.
Now, this audio, and it's wonderful that we're getting so much mileage out of Chandra Levy's disappearance, what with a grieving family fearing for her safety, and yet we're doing comedy bits.
Well, a lot of shows are doing that, and I just thought I'd jump in with this boogeyman concept.
All right. Now, you do have audio.
I do have audio, and this was captured last night. This was a close call. You'll hear the audio, and...
All right, I'll ask my engineer, Rolf Benerschke, if he could just turn the music down. Go ahead and describe what we're going to hear.
This was a close call. I'm getting into my bed, and then you'll hear as the boogeyman tries to get my feet.
All right, this is a recording from last evening.
Oh, I sure am tired. I'll just set my alarm, my radio alarm to Rick D's. Say about 9:30. I don't have a job. Holy God, what is that? Yeah, it's got me! Get it off me! Get it! No, it's off.
All right, so that was it?
That was it. He just let go. So if you could, the audio can be heard on boogeyman.com/boogaloo shrimp.
Okay, that's on our website.
That is correct.
All right, that was unbelievable that boogeyman...
That would be...
And the boogeyman, where do you think he took her?
I think he took Chandra Levy and put her under the bed.
All right.
Or in a trash chute in her apartment, or a dryer in the laundry room. Boogeyman doesn't like the light, anywhere that it's dark.
All right, so that is our theory that the boogeyman took her, and we'll be right back with more of this insanity, this stupid, really idiotic sophomoric bit in just a moment.
Yeah, thanks a lot for making me a part of it.
Welcome, General Jameson. Friends, have you ever needed a 555 phone number to give out and confuse people so that they won't call you? Starting today, any phone number with 555 is guaranteed to confuse anyone trying to call it. Now, Peeman Enterprises makes available to you a selection of 555 phone numbers never before available. You'll get 555-6784, 555-0990, or 555-1238. Perfect for avoiding your mother-in-law. Great for women to give out in bars. And if you're making a movie, insert a few in the script so the pains in the asses in the theater who call numbers they hear in movies will be completely confused. And if you act now, you'll also get a never-before-used 555 number, 555-555-555555. Get these great 555 numbers while supply lasts. You from Peeman Enterprises. All right, we're back with General Johnson Jameson, who believes the boogeyman abducted Chandra Levy and is holding her against her will under a bed. And you are also now going to look for the boogeyman in your apartment.
Yes, because he was here last night, so I'm going to look for him under my bed. And I would have to ask the question, has the FBI looked under her bed? The answer is no, they haven't. They think they're so smart.
Well, the FBI, that is brilliant.
No, they haven't looked under her bed. Why don't they look under bed? They won't do it.
Well, we are making that appeal now on the Art Bell Coast to Coast program. Will the FBI please look under Chandra Levy's bed? The boogeyman might have taken her and put her there.
All right. So I'm going to...
Now, right now, and I want you to be very careful, General Jameson, you are on your way to look for the boogeyman under your bed.
Yes, I've got a Walther PPKS 9mm that I have used, I haven't really used since my days with the U.S. military, just before my Section 8, and I'm now looking under the bed.
All right, he is going under the bed now. All we can do now is watch and wait and listen.
I'm going under the bed now.
Oh, my God! Oh! Oh!
Oh! Yeah! Oh, yeah! Yeah!
General Jameson, we've heard gunfire, and we are still hearing gunfire. General Jameson, are you there? Are you... Did you kill the boogeyman? Are you all right? General, did you kill the boogeyman?
I'm fine, Art.
How did you kill...
No, I didn't kill the boogeyman. My cat's dead.
Oh, I'm really...
And the old lady downstairs has holes in her ceiling. Well, that sucks. That really...
You killed a cat?
I killed my cat. Well, I might as well finish the job because she's still moving. So let me just... All right, now she's dead.
Okay. Well, we'll do this interview later on, I guess. By the way, the boogeyman's press office... has released a tape of an interview with him, if you'd like to hear it.
I'd be very... very fascinated.
Here it is, the comments of the boogeyman as captured earlier today.
Yeah, I don't know where she is, man. I did not take her under her bed. I was taking another little kid under her bed that time.
That's all we have.
That's it.
That's it.
That's rough.
Yeah.
This has been Coast to Coast with Art Bell.
The hell is this?
Well, I always play a nice oldie when I'm closing my show.
Yeah, you usually play Dick. Oh, this is just gay.
Well, it's nice. I like Wayne Newton.
Thank you for...
This has been Coast to Coast with Art Bell. The boogeyman got her.
Picture show. We got a lot of mileage out of that boogie gag, didn't you?
We really did. Thank you and good night from Coast to Coast and the High Desert.
Fag. Go Dutch
treat. Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, by the way, the I was going to make a point on it. Oh, yeah, the Chad Relievy case, they got a lot of these FBI profilers on there. I read a book once called, I know what I wanted to say. Coming up is Bud Dickman with the Weekly Top 10. All right, now, I read a book once by John Douglas called Mindhunter. He's the guy that the character in Silence of the Lambs, that Scott Glenn character, his character is based on John Douglas, who was the guy that started the profiling unit at the FBI, serial profiling unit, where they... Do you know what profilers do? I mean, probably you know now because you've seen the TV show CSI and Profile and all that bull crap. But they basically can... it was Mindhunter. It was not Manhunter. It was Mindhunter. Manhunter was the book that other guy wrote, the guy that wrote Silence of the Lambs. See, so, you know, one's fiction, the other's reality. One is good and the other sucks. Okay, Mike, thanks so very much for your input. Now shut up. No, thank you very much. I appreciate that. By the way, this is my producer who ran out of gas last night in the parking structure here, the building. So moving along, I have a few comments about that. This is a brilliant science because they, in many cases, can, just by looking at a crime scene, how the body is laid out, different things tell you the physical characteristics of the person who committed the crime, what he looks like. Now, isn't that interesting? Whether they knew the person or not. Now, let me ask you a question, you two guys, and you guys at home. If you find the body of a dead person, and let's say the face has been mutilated or repeatedly stabbed, what does that tell you about the killer? All you guys at home, play along. You find a body, and you find, for instance, that the face has been disfigured or mutilated or repeatedly stabbed, or there's been a lot of gunshots in the face. What does that tell you about the killer? Mike has given me his answer. Would you like to open the phone lines up this? Because probably a lot of people read the books, so they know. Craig's answer is he was really pissed. That's great, Craig. Yeah, partially right. Mike says... the killer was obsessed with the victim's looks. You guys are dancing around it, but you're not exactly right. Anybody else want to take a shot out there at 1-800-449-8686? This is something that they know. See, when they find a body and the face has been mutilated or has been shot repeatedly or some horrible trauma has been visited on the face, what does that tell a cop? See, all the dumbasses we got to listen to this show, there's not one call coming in. There's not a one person that knows. Now, this is a good one that Craig is, his answer is, doesn't want the police to ID the body. Not a bad one. Not a bad one. But that's not even the answer either. Okay? I don't know whether, should I give him the answer? Should I give the people the answer? Yeah, the answer is this. The answer is, the reason that what the FBI has found and people that profile these crime scenes, that a killer might mutilate the face of the individual that he killed is because he knows that person. The face is a very personal thing. It's very personal. It is the identifier for us as a human being physically. And they find that if they find a body where the face has been traumatized, mutilated, cut up, or whatever, that right away they figure that the killer knew this person, had a, probably a very personal relationship with this person, and was, you know, that's kind of, you know, hacking up the faces, like, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you kind of a thing. Interesting, isn't it? And another one, women were being attacked out on a trail, a mountain trail. They were being attacked by a guy, and they were being killed, and, you know, it was a horrible series of murders. And this guy, Douglas, theorized that because the guy was attacking women up in a wild place, okay, he was getting to women up in this wild place, what did that tell you about the guy physically? What do you say, Craig? Craig says he had a big beard. What do you think, Grizzly Adams was up there just when he wasn't feeding Gentle Ben? He's going out murdering. Yeah, he's mutilating women. What do you think, Mike? Strong, athletic type, Mike says? Not right. This guy, secluded area. Not just a secluded area, but up in the woods, far away from the city. It wasn't exactly out in the forest, miles and miles and miles away, but it was in a park removed from the urban area and was attacking these women from the trail. You guys want to take another shot? You know what they say that a loner, Mike says loner, partially true, that he was physically ugly and that he might even have some physical disfigurement of some kind. And when they caught the guy, that was the truth. That was the case. They found out that this guy not only was actually somebody that John Douglas knew. He was a friend of his. Now, I'm just kidding. I don't know how he knew. I mean, he knew because he profiled a thing. Yeah. The reason why I know all of this, gentlemen? Yeah, I know all these guys that killed these women. Okay, great. Thanks. I'm going to write a book about how you can get to know a serial murderer, and then when he kills, then you know who he is. Isn't that interesting? So that's in a book called Mindhunter, and that's what they do. But if you don't have a crime scene, you do not have anything to profile. And that's the whole thing with the Chandra Levy case. They know crime scene. There's nothing to profile. They haven't got anything. Now, they got one of these infrared cameras. You might know about this, Craig. I don't know why I think you'd know about this. Maybe it's because you read up on crap like this, where they can take a picture of a room and blood spots will show up because blood has some element that will resonate with this kind of film. And apparently they took a camera into a Condit's apartment like that. And I don't know, but the guy is not listed as a suspect. Now, there's a really good book that I recommend you guys read. It's about this guy, Thomas Capano, who was an assistant attorney general in Delaware who killed his secretary. And the book's called And Never Let Her Go. It's this Ann Rule book. And this guy killed his secretary because he was having like a long time affair with her. He was having an affair with this other woman. His wife didn't know Jack. The guy was way out there. This cat also was from a very prominent family somewhere in Delaware. And winds up, when this girl finally wanted to leave him, he wound up killing her in his apartment and then dumping her body out in the ocean with his brother's boat. And his brother was with him at the time. So now he needs to keep his brother quiet. Now, here's the goofy thing. The cops went into this guy's apartment and they found blood. They found her DNA. Now, even OJ wasn't this cute. They said, well, why did we find her blood? Oh, she was having her, it was her menstrual cycle. Oh, okay. Then the guy came up some lame brain thing as to what happened. The woman that he'd been having an affair with for 20 years, this guy's having an affair with like 5-6 different women. The one he'd been having an affair with for 20 years, this woman who loved this guy, he had her go out and buy a gun. He said, I need for you to buy a gun for me. Why can't you buy it? Because I need for you to keep it at your house. Just go buy the gun. Then he gets the gun that she purchased. He shoots this girl. And when the cops finally ask him what happened, he said, oh, my lover, this 20-year woman that I'd had a relationship with, she came in on us and she shot her, right? And he comes up with some baloney story about, well, they were arguing and she was going to leave and she just shot her. You know, this bullcrap. Cops didn't believe it for a second. And then this guy dumped her butt. The guy's he's doing time. He's like he's on death row in Delaware. Death row in Delaware. What is? Delaware sounds like such a civilized place, doesn't it? Like death. What's the death penalty there? This. You're beaten to death with a pillow for like, you know, ow, 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 ow. Anyway, that's what I know about high crimes and misdemeanors here in America. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, I'm Casey Kasem, and coming up, the top 10 serial murders of all time. But now, Bud Dickman's Weekly Top 10.
Thanks a lot, Casey. It's the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. At number 10 this week is Incubus with Drive. We asked them how they got the idea for the song.
Well, it's like we told you last week, man. We were driving and...
Okay.
Just kind of came to me, you know, driving in my car.
All right. I thought maybe it had changed or...
No, it's still the same reason. It's, we were driving.
Sometimes I feel the fear. We asked them why they sound faintly gay in this record.
Well, it's just the style of the way that I sing the song, and chicks dig it, you know, mostly. But ask myself how much I let the fear
take the wheel and steer. We asked them why their lyrics didn't make any sense.
We were very influenced by Bob Dylan and Jimi Hendrix, you know, it's, and, you know, like that.
Then we asked them why they're, oh, will you stop it? Oh, I gotta get, just never mind.
Number 10. Ow.
Yes, stalled at number 10 for the second week in a row, Incubus and Drive on a Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. At number 9, shooting way up, rocketing up, sticking right up through the sheets, to number 9 from 17, O-Town, and a song, All or Nothing. A song about a man who went... Oh.
He's been on your mind, that distant look is in your eyes. I thought with time you'd realize it's over, over. It's not the way I choose to live. And something somewhere's got to give. As sharing this relationship gets older, older.
Yes, a song by a guy who says, hey, baby, it's getting old. And he feels really bad about dumping you, just dropping you in the street like some old hag. But it's over. O-Town, All or Nothing.
'Cause I want it all or nothing.
Means, in other words, she wouldn't have sex with him, so he's dumping her. That's great.
When you reach the bottom, it's now or never.
We asked O-Town what was the inspiration for the song.
Well, I wanted to screw my best friend's girlfriend, see, and I needed to dump the woman I was with.
So you had to dump her?
Yeah, I had to dump her, see. That way I could have sex with her, have sex with her mama, then I have sex with her auntie. I have sex with a grandma when I wasn't having sex with our manager.
I see.
There are times it seems to me I'm sharing you in memories.
Let's take a phone call. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bud, you're not really going to play the whole song, are you, for Christ's sake?
No, I mean, like,
yeah, thank you. Jeez.
Yes, at number 8. Number 8 is Destiny's Child, Bootylicious. Really great. Sounds like a Stevie Nicks song. They sampled Stevie Nicks.
Michelle, can you handle this? Beyonce, can you handle this? I don't think they can handle this.
I do every one of them. I'm Bud Dickman. I guys, I love them so very much. Destiny's Child, Guns My Engine. Sick, man. I got some sick thoughts about them. Take all of their pants off and leave their tops on. Stuff like that. Put their boots up over my ears and everything. Just get head grip with their thighs. God damn. Oh! Oh!
Cut the music. Cut the music. Cut it off. What are you doing? Mike, get some water. Get some water. Bud. Bud, it's Phil. Bud, it's Phil.
Hmm?
It's me.
Oh. No, you ain't Destiny's Child.
No, I'm not Destiny's Child, man. What's up?
I got pup tent.
Yeah, that's fine, man. You still gotta play the song, okay? Where is it? Is it this one?
Yeah.
Calm down. Get off my leg, okay? Get off my leg! Turn it off. Get off my leg!
I like Destiny's Child.
You may like Destiny's Child. You ain't gonna hunch my leg, okay, Muttface? Freaking guy, just skip number 8, okay? Go to number 7 or whatever it is.
Where's all my soul, sisters? Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Go ahead, do it.
Here's Lil' Kim and Maya and Lil' Pink. Maya's got a great ass, by the way. And this is Lady Marmalade, number 7. I hit post.
Good for you. Number 7.
Asking these girls about the song.
We were just hoping to be as sexy as Destiny's Child. That's why we got together trying to get the steal the thunder away from them.
You sure got a great ass.
Thank you. That's so good of you.
That's number 7, all the way down from number 3 because. Even though they're good to look at, the song pretty much sucks anyway. It's Lady Marmalade. And now at number 6, up from number 7, a very concert feel from Train. The song is Drops of Jupiter, which is really just another phrase for...
Now that she's back in the atmosphere,
semen.
Drops of Jupiter in her head.
Wait, hold on. Wait a second. What is that?
What are you doing?
I just don't, I didn't understand.
It's the way the guy's singing.
What's that? Talk about taking a plunger handle.
Just let the song play and don't comment on the crap.
Yes, Drops of Jupiter in her hair.
Will you forget about it and just play it?
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head.
This is Train. We asked them about their last bowel movement.
She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change.
He's not singing it.
Never mind if he's singing anything. He's just doing it.
Since the return of her stay on the moon. She listens like spring and she talks like June.
Oh, that's, yeah. Dylan Thomas, man. Listens like spring and talks like June. Oh, June Cleaver?
Did you make it to the Milky Way to see?
That's Train, Drops of Jupiter, number 6 this week. Anaconda, but Dicklet.
You're just about to say Dick.
I know. But Dickman.
Bliss.
Top 10 on the Phil Henry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Hi, I'm Casey Kasem. In a minute, some great pictures of the inside of Jeffrey Dahmer's apartment. But now back to the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10.
Thanks a lot, Casey. Going to the same school of musical pretension as Electric Light Orchestra, here's Lifehouse.
Desperate for changing.
Basically means they suck.
Starving for truth.
We asked Lifehouse what it was like being a big rock band.
It's really neat. We went
to a place for Electric Light Orchestra was, and then we recorded it out, and Jeff Lynne produced. We got to go over to his house and stuff and swim in his pool and smoke some of his dope and drink his liquor, and then he got us a groupie, and I screwed her, but I got the clap and I got the drip, but then I got some gonorrhea and some penicillin, and now I got a whole bunch of money. It's really, really a lot of fun, but I'm going to drive a drug overdose tonight, because I'm going to go down to the Viper Room, and I'll probably pass out in the street out front, and then I have all kinds of drugs inside my system. My parents will think it's really bad that I went to Hollywood, became a rock star, and made such bad music.
Lifehouse, hanging by a moment. Really, truly too young to be hanging or hung at all. Let's go to the phones.
Hi, Bud. We really enjoy listening to your weekly top ten. I just wanted to tell you that.
Thank you, sir.
I wanted to ask you a question, if you could give us some information. How much longer do we have to hold the puke back? How much more is it?
10 more minutes of the show.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. That's Lifehouse, down from number 2 to number 5. And with any luck, next week, they'll be at number 15. Why is that luck? Because we only count down the top 10. And now at number 4 is a group called 112, or, if you will, 112, with Peaches and Cream, another sexual reference. Another sexual reference. Let me tell you what I want to do. Homosexual reference. I'm sorry, missed out. You want to kiss when I put my lips all over you. Can't get enough of you. Always again of you. We asked the members of Lifehouse, or excuse me, 112. Well, it also applies for Lifehouse. How they seem to get even more queer week in and week out.
I don't know. It's just sort of like kind of a crazy thing, you know. Love the music we do and everything, you know. A lot of sexy stuff, you know.
Are you singing to a girl when you sing this song?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, not really. But, you know, I wouldn't even think that.
We asked them about the name of this song.
Yeah, well, Peaches represents a pair of testicles and the cream. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Jesus. Better yet, baby, right next to you. Let the way you're just flowing down. And I can feel baby's a girl or a guy, I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, he's singing to a guy. Know what I mean? Peaches and cream. Let's go to the phones.
Yeah, Bud, listen, I'm going to be sick. Are you,
Yeah, we're going to get rid of it right now. Just as soon as I cue up the next record. That's number,
I mean it, I'm going to get sick!
What did it?
The way he sings that word cream. No thank you, no thank you.
Get another song up here. Oh, yeah. This is that great guitar work I forgot about this. Here's Eve featuring Gwen Stefani, number 3, Let Me Blow Your Mind. Check out this ass work, man. Yo, drop your glasses, shake your asses, face screwed up like you having hot flashes. I think that's Eve playing guitar, isn't it? Or Gwen Stefani, one of the two. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 7 notes in the whole song. The traffic, this one strong should be labeled as a hazard. Some of y'all caught sight, I'm gassing. Clowns, I spot them and I can't stop laughing. Easy come, easy go, Evie gonna be lasting. Jealousy, let it go, results could be tragic. Some of y'all ain't writing well, too concerned with fashion. None of you ain't Giselle, can't walk and imagine. A lot of y'all. All right, everybody, it's time now for our trivia question on the Bud Dickman A Weekly Top 10. See if you can answer this week's trivia question. When's the last time we had white artists on our top 10? That question again is, when's the last time a white man or a white woman sang on our top 10? Get those phone calls in. We'll have the answer in moments. Okay, let's go to the phones. When's the last time we had a white artist on the top 10?
Wasn't when you had on, Shaggy?
No, he's black.
He's, oh, okay.
All right, go to another call. Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I think it was last year, I'm pretty sure. I think there was a remake of Paul Davis thing. I think he was on there. Wasn't Garth Brooks one of those? I know he was on there.
No, it's not you, sir.
All right, thank you.
All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I want to take a shot on when the last time you had a white man sing on a top ten.
Go right ahead, ma'am.
I think all that last white man sing on there was, Geez, I don't know. You know, Tony Bennett?
No, no, that's, but thank you.
All right.
There he is, Eve, featuring Gwen Stefani and a rockin' guitar player there. Oh, it's Lenny Kravitz. Thank you. I wanted to know who that cat was with the doot, doot, doot. Lenny, thank you. Great guest shot there. And now let's move on. Number two, Blue Cantrell, Hit 'Em Up Style, Oops. This is number two, up from number five, but it was down from number one. So it went down and went up, and now it's going back up again. Isn't this Eve and Gwen Stefani? It's the same chick, isn't it? So I found another way to make him pay for it. Forgot, I don't know. So I went to Neiman Marcus on a shopping spree. And on the way I grabbed Sully and Mia. And as the cash box rang, I thought everything away. There goes the dreams we used to say. There goes the times we spent. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this artist is very hip. The reason why you know that is she spells her name Blue Cantrell. She spells it B-L-U with no E. So that's, thank you. We asked her why she spells her name B-L-U.
Ain't that the way you spell blue?
No.
Oh, hell. My record company lied to me. God damn. Just go back and hit him up style. Get your hands on
his cash and spend until the last time for all the hard times. Hey, let's take another phone call. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I want to know when you're going to stop all your racism.
Well, I understand.
You know what I'm talking about. Ain't that the way you spell blue? When's the last time you had a white man on you? Maybe if a white man could sing good, you know, and come up and lay down a lick, have his chops, you know. I mean, nobody's looking the way she spelled her name anyway. Have you seen her rap? Who the hell's looking the way she spelled her name, man?
That's a good point, sir. Thank you. That's number two on a Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10, Blue Cantrell with Hit 'Em Up Style, Oops. Which brings us all the way to number one. Well, this artist, who is number one this week, is an individual of rare form. Yes, Usher Raymond was born in Chattanooga, Tennessee, drawn from LaFace Records' seemingly inexhaustible wellspring of...
Give me that and just play the song.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Usher with You Remind Me.
Oh, I'll see you in a minute.
You remind me of...
But I got something to tell you.
Doo-doo.
Listen. See the thing about you that caught my eye is the same thing that makes...
Now listen to this. Keyboard work is almost as good as the guitar work of that Gwen Stefani song. To explain, I like, yes, you're right, folks. It's my kid brother Earl on keyboard. Got a play school set at Christmas. Sort of looks just like you. Here we go. Here it comes again. She even smiles just the way number one you do. For the second week in a row. Innocent, hey. She seemed, but yeah, let's go to... Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, this Blue Cantrell. You sure you don't spell blue, B-L-U?
I'm at, yeah.
All right. You remind me of a girl.
The Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10 on the Phil Henry Show.